This week, Amazon employees in Alabama began voting on whether they want to form the first union there. It would be the first for Amazon warehouse workers in the U.S. Past efforts to organize have failed, but workers in Bessemer think this time will be different, despite efforts by the company to dissuade them from voting to join the union. And we should note, Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. Jennifer Bates works as a learning ambassador for Amazon, where she trains new employees at the Bessemer facility, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You've been a part of the organizing committee for this union drive from the beginning. Why do you want to start a union?
Two other jobs, I was up under a union. And my experience with the union, I think it would bring better pay, better benefits, have an opportunity to speak when we're not heard as of right now.
You know, Jennifer, Amazon says the union does not represent the majority of its employees' views. What have you heard from your coworkers? What concerns do they have about joining a union?
A lot of my coworkers are very excited about having a union. Their concerns are more breaks, the complaints about being in a lot of pain, yet we'll continue to be pushed. Some of them ended up quitting because they couldn't wait. There is so much pressure. I look at the faces of them when they come and tell us we have to wait another hour before we go to break, of upset, despair. And you can tell that the people are tired, that they're slow walking out or either limping walking out. And for the pay that we're receiving for the workload, it doesn't balance out.
What specifically do you think will change for you and your coworkers if this union drive is successful?
What will change is we'll be able to have someone else on our side. We will get attention from management. People won't get fired for mundane things or rules that they've broken that they didn't know about because we don't have a rule book. So for that reason, we'll have someone that will go in and stand for us instead of employees getting fired and not having an opportunity to tell their side of the story.
You mentioned how your coworkers are just tired and they feel overworked. Are you saying that Amazon is violating labor laws?
I don't know if they're violating labor laws, but what I do know is we only get 2 30-minute breaks in a 10-hour shift. Sometimes it's 11 and 12 hours. Sometimes if we come in early, we still don't get an extra break. If we stay late, we still don't get an extra break. Every day, the rules change. They come and tell us you have to work another hour, hour and a half. So I'm not sure if it's breaking the laws, but I know that the workload is too much on the human body. The facility is huge. So you're walking back and forth. It has 4 stairwells. You have to walk those stairs all day. If the bathrooms are not working on one floor, you have to keep walking around in circles or up on another floor to try to find a restroom. Or in the store department, they have stairs where you have to walk up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs to do your work until it's time to go to break. And when you go to break, you have to go downstairs. So by the time you go to break, you haven't even had time to rest to get back. And then we're taking boxes off the trucks when they come in and receiving department. You know, some of the boxes are really heavy. So it's a lot walking and standing, and it's fast paced.
You know, we spoke with Stuart Applebaum. He's the president of the Retail Wholesale and Department Store Union that, if passed, Amazon workers will actually be a part of. And he mentioned that there have been intimidation attempts. Have you been approached by management at the Bessemer plant about your organizing?
Not about the organizing, but we've been approached about why we shouldn't bring a union in.
Tell me more about that.
Yes, we've had classroom training teaching us about the union is broke, and that's the reason why they want to come in, because they see a lot of money and they want to take your money. You'll be paying them $500 a year. Why would you give them something for something you already have? Papers we have in the bathrooms on the walls. They're coming to us, telling them that we don't need this. Don't let them destroy our relationship.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The union you're seeking to join said more than half of the employees at your facility have indicated they wanted to join. Do you think this election will be successful?
Yes, I believe it with all my heart. I have no doubt that we will be successful.
Because you're hearing from your coworkers that they're just tired and they're ready for it.
Yes. And most of the young ones, they're confused because of the tactics that Amazon is using to sway them.
But a lot of them are telling us that their parents, who's also been educated in the union, have talked to them also at home about why they should join the union.
That's Jennifer Bates, one of the employees trying to unionize workers at Amazon's facility in Bessemer, Alabama. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you all so much for having me on the show.
And we reached out to Amazon, and they confirmed that employees work 10-hour shifts with just 2 30-minute breaks. But they say employees can also take short breaks at any time to use the bathroom, get water or snack, or speak with their coworkers. Amazon also says starting pay at Bessemer is $15.30 plus benefits.